The Social Security Administration is providing the grant, which will fund 14 financial literacy projects. J. Michael Collins is faculty director at the UW-Madison Center for Financial Security, which is helping coordinate the research.
Everything from thinking about how people at tax time might use their tax refund for savings or paying down debt, to thinking about how people who have pretty stable pensions are managing their finances and their debt and other assets to ultimately result in a more stable retirement.
Collins says their studies will help educate state and federal government on people's financial habits in both stable and troubled economic times. Much of the data is being collected now, with the nation still reeling from the recession.
We're doing a big project with the city of New York. About 12,000 people there have gone through financial counseling, so it's an opportunity for us to get right in the trenches with people who are facing these kinds of struggles today.
Collins says recessions from the 1980s and 90s are the focus of two other projects, but he says it's hard to gauge just how financially savvy people are over time.
The truth is, if you were very financially literate 20 years ago, the market really changed. So if you learned about mortgages in the 80s, you may not have learned about some of the kinds of mortgages that were on the market in the 2000s, you know, these exotic mortgages. So it's really a moving target, and we really do think about financial literacy as being something that you acquire over the life course and that has to be dynamic and changing as the market changes.
The findings will eventually be publicly posted on the Center for Financial Security's website for everyone's benefit. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.